Yesterday afternoon, we arrested five-year veteran Officer Aaron Pross. He is currently assigned to the Pikesville precinct, and we have charged him with malfeasance in office.
Could you describe what led to these charges? What is he accused of doing?
Well, on January 14th, we received a complaint regarding an inappropriate video that had been sent to a 16-year-old girl. When our detectives began investigating that, they were able to link that video to Officer Pross. Throughout the course of the investigation, they determined that Officer Pross had been engaging in sexual activity with adult women while he was on duty for the Baltimore County Police Department. And as a result of that investigation, the malfeasance and office charges were filed.
What time frame are we looking at for this? Can you tell us?
The investigation has shown that the behavior dates all the way back to October of 2012 and continued up until January 14th when this investigation commenced.
What is his status now with the department?
Well, his status changed in January when we received this initial complaint. He was immediately suspended, his police powers were suspended, and he was placed into an administrative function during the investigation. At this point, he will remain in that status pending the results of the criminal investigation, the internal investigation, and the criminal trials.
Understand, this investigation is very very complicated and extensive. What can you tell us about whether this may go beyond the charges that he faces now?
The charges that he faces now are connected to the on-duty behavior. We still have open criminal investigations and open internal investigations for other aspects about this case. And we've been consulting with the state's attorney's office from the beginning of this investigation, and we will continue to do so throughout the course of the remaining investigations.
And can you tell us the behavior involves what, iPhone pictures, computer images, what?
Yes, there is a great deal of forensic evidence connected to this case. There are videos, there are emails, there are phones involved, and it also involved on-duty sexual contact.